proclamation number 6476 dated the February 15th, 1956. Spiritual decline due to error and falsehood. If only humans would understand that the blame for people's spiritual decline rests in error and falsehood, that only truth can lead towards ascent. You are unaware of the fact that error and falsehood are Satan's web of lies which intend to entangle you, and that he only ever tries to prevent you from receiving the truth. Pure truth is a life-giving drink, in contrast to untruth, which is poisoned water that leads to your death. Am I to give you life, as I promised, then I must also convey the truth to you. I must draw your attention to the impending harm your acceptance of error and falsehood will cause, of misguided teachings which contradict the truth. And I must warn you of the risk of being taken in by these misguided teaching. You humans will never be able to heal your soul if you constantly provide it with poisoned water, hence, its state will become increasingly worse. And it is Satan's sole intention that you will no longer be able to lift yourselves up, that you will be too weak to strive upwards, and he can assuredly keep you in the abyss. Therefore I will always be anxious to offer you the elixir of life, to convey the truth to you which, since it originates from me, will always affect you with its full strength and pull you up to me. People don't recognize the danger and therefore don't try to release themselves from misguided mental knowledge, from teachings which contradict the truth from me. They sip the poisonous drink ever more greedily because, on account of their imperfect state, they prefer it to the life-giving water of pure truth. However, as long as their thinking is still misguided, they are also incapable of feeling the benefit of light. As long as they still hold on to the wrong images presented to them by my adversary, they cannot recognize me properly as yet, because both my love as well as my wisdom and omnipotence will seem doubtful to everyone who does not know the truth. As long as people remain unaware of the truth, they will come across contradictions, whereas the pure truth rules out every inconsistency. People rarely think the same, and the many various opinions should prove to you that you are still very far removed from the truth. For all points of views come together in the truth, and then people will adhere to the truth with conviction. No peace, no harmony, no clarity exists amongst people anymore. Every person thinks differently, and my adversary plays a part in all of this because he confuses people's thinking. And as long as a person is not inspired by the serious wish to only know the truth, he will also find an excellent breeding ground for his seeds. Only a person desiring the truth can protect himself from his influence, from his poisonous touch. However, most people flirt with their own mental knowledge, with the information they received, and no longer want to let go of but which not always came from the source which guarantees pure truth. And thus ever more errors can be conveyed to them by my adversary, because they don't resist it. Yet it will also prevent them from reaching the pinnacle, for this peak can only ever be reached through the truth and never through error, through deliberate untruthfulness. But you humans should know about the danger that the adversary wants to keep you down and always tries to obscure the path towards ascent for you. You must also know that he still exerts great influence on you as long as your close bond with me and your sincere desire for truth does not deny him this influence. You can defend yourselves against him, but you must also want to do so. You must desire nothing else but the pure truth, and in this desire appeal to me for protection from error, from misguided thinking, from my adversary's influence. And this serious desire is your most assured protection. It is the guarantee that the truth will be conveyed to you. that you will then most rightly realize what contradicts this truth from me. For as soon as you desire the truth, you desire me, and I will truly not deny myself to you, because I want to give you life and not death, and because life can only be gained through truth. Amen.